I can't be alone in the world of getting stuck in online rabbit holes. I always get sucked into watching a channel that is just like restoration videos. I watched a guy today, Ben Kilner, who on YouTube, an abandoned 100-year-old workshop renovation, and it was so satisfying to see him like tear all that shit down, reuse a bunch of the bricks, and then replace the windows, and he just did all the stuff, and I was just like, God, that looks like it feels so good to do. I love that stuff. I love just like watching just time lapses of those things. Just amazing. Amazing. You know,
I've got a barn if you want to come fuck with it.
I've been asking, when are we doing the barn, dude?
You need to do something with your barn someday. Like, it can't just sit there and not do anything.
Dude, so many people have asked me to do shit with my barn.
Here's one more.
And no one shows up to do anything.
No.
That's the problem.
No, never.
A lot of talk. Not a lot of people coming up with 2x4s and replacing old boards.
There is a very nice gentleman who walks his dog around the place. I used to deal with him when he was buying plants off me and stuff. And he'd just be walking his dog around. He's like, that's your barn, right? Like, yeah. He's like, you know, it'd be great to do like a community wood shop. And I'm like, don't get anywhere near my barn. Stay away.
John, I literally work in home building. Like, that's just like my shit. Like, if you tell me what you want, I will show up with stuff. It's your barn, dude.
Well, he might be renting it out, like, secretly.
I'm happy to have ideas floated, but take the community away from my barn. It is not a community barn. It is my barn.
No community involved. Just me and you.
Especially when he meant community, he meant the town of Centerville, which was not going to fly.
Right, yes.
I don't go down any rabbit holes. I feel like my attention span's too limited. It's weird. Like, I mean, I'll start. I'll be like, huh, that sounds like a weird thing to look into, and then I'll just move on.
The biggest rabbit hole. See, for me, it has to align with one of my interests already. So it can't just be something super weird and niche, like, oh wow, I curate moss growing for different, you know. Production companies. It's like, no, like, I'm not into that. But if it's something I'm already into, then I'll go into the rabbit hole, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the one that got me recently was Gamers Nexus did a 3-hour documentary on the GPU black market in China.
It's actually
incredible. Like, this thing was so detailed and ruffled so many feathers that at one point they quoted the president by using a clip from Bloomberg, and Bloomberg copyright struck them. Whoa. Even though they were completely within fair use. They were just trying to like use scare tactics. So Gamers Nexus, they've already been lawyered up before, so they called up their lawyer and they're like, all right, like, we know this is fair use, but like, is it fair use? And he's like, yeah, totally, like, you can fight this.
Oh my God.
Just go through the YouTube process and YouTube will likely reinstate you. Damn. So YouTube did reinstate the video, but it took a long time and killed the traction for the video. And it's because Bloomberg, this is going down the rabbit hole, Bloomberg has slots where companies can just like buy, like, I don't know, whole portions of their website and like sponsor pages. So one huge section of their website's sponsored by NVIDIA, and NVIDIA is the ones that are they are keeping one eye open and one eye closed about the whole situation of the GPU black market smuggling. Uh-huh. So, you know, NVIDIA's like, no, it's not happening. But then, and then, like, people in China are like, no, we legally got these GPUs. And then there's everyone in the middle who is blurred out and has their voices changed that Gamers Nexus is interviewing. Yep.
That's a real rabbit hole.
Yeah. it's wild. It's wild. It's kind of crazy just the trajectory of Gamers Nexus going from, I like computer hardware and I'm just going to report about the best computer hardware, to kind of becoming an anti-capitalist, anti-imperial, anti-monopoly YouTube channel, because the trajectory of all these computer parts manufacturers has just gone to monopolies and corruption.
Yep.
And he's just like, this is the hobby I love, and it's just getting dismantled in my lifetime.
That's why he's invested in it, because it's fucking ruining him. Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
it's 2026. That's literally everything.
And then you have good old Linus Tech Tips up in Canada, just like dancing and pretending that everything's okay.
I was gonna say it's not perfect up there, but yeah.
Yeah, like Linus had this YouTube video recently. He's just like, you know, there's a lot of bad things going on at tech right now, but we hardly celebrate the wins. So we're going to spend this video celebrating the wins in tech. And it's like, that's pretty bleak if you have to make a video to celebrate the wins.
We're going to go out of our way to search for him.
Celebrate the wins. We do need to hear it. People are denying science and technology and engineers. And you know what? They need to know the good, not just the bad.
Oh my God.
And on this, the greatest good that's happened in tech recently is that TV prices have stayed the same or plummeted thanks to factories introducing really niche automation into their production line that saves them pennies per TV. So that's why we still have cheap TVs.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that's one thing.
All right. I thought you were going to take a super hard turn there and be like, factories have introduced all this slave labor. But thank God our TVs are cheap.
No, I mean, I think like a lot of tech manufacturers, it's highly skilled labor because all the machines they have to operate. So, I mean, I don't know about like the lower level like component manufacturing, but I know a lot of the high level stuff is high skill.
Yeah, the like, actual like assembly line stuff is. Yeah.
There's a person in my circle of networking that she used to work for TSMC, which is the largest semiconductor manufacturing plant in Taiwan. So once I heard that, I'm like, oh, I always thought you were like real smart, but now I know you're real smart.
The evidence is there now.
Do they still work in Taiwan?
No. Actually, I don't know what they do now.
Yeah, call them up. Let's ask.
Right now.
Put him on the pod.
Put him on the pod.
Phones are ringing.
Hey, so-and-so. Sorry to bother you. You're probably spending time with your family right now, but you're live on the Dragon Punch Squad podcast.
That's what our listeners came to listen to.
Yeah,
I don't got anything else for rabbit holes.
It's like I kind of on the same sort of same page with Kelly. Like sometimes like I'd go, oh, that's interesting, and then I'll research something, but like if it comes to like a 3-hour video, I'm not gonna watch a 3-hour video like on something. Yeah. Most of the time like a rabbit hole would be like I don't even consider it a rabbit hole. It's just like I read a book series or something like that, because like, you know, I was really heavily into Stephen King like for most of my life. So
same.
And so I'd read a book, then go, huh, this character. And then I would look him up, and I'm like, oh, he was in this, because everything's intertwined. And then you go into deeper and deeper into the universe of Stephen King, like the macroverse and all that stuff, like, and how each book can kind of relate to another one. Like,
oh, interesting.
In certain ways. Like, it's kind of like not a complete multiverse, but kind of, like, in a weird way, because there's, like, different characters that will be going from one world to another world.
You know, when like I was into Marvel, I did do this. I watched like the people that do the lore videos and all the breakdowns of all the stuff that's going on, like in between the scenes that you don't really notice. So I used to do it with Marvel, but I just got bored of Marvel, moved on.
They're fine. Yeah. Why? Is because they haven't put out a really great movie in a hot minute now?
No, it's not even that. I don't like dislike what Marvel's doing now. I'm just bored of it. I just moved on to other shit. There's a lot of other really good things out there, and at this point, Marvel just has so much content that I just don't even feel like sticking up with it anymore.
Yeah, it's like once you reach a point when you're just like, oh, what all came out? Like, 6 movies that are kind of subpar? You're like, ah, fuck it, I'm
done. They've had good ones, they've had bad ones, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing, is that like, some of them are good, but it's just like...
Superhero fatigue.
That's exactly
it's fatigue.
But like they're on the like quantity output rather than like investing a lot into one, which is, or at least is what it seems. I don't like work at Disney.
They're like the first like real giant movie IP And they're kind of like running into like what happens when our IP is 20 years old.
Yeah, right.
And we're still trying to like keep all the fans, but now there's like multiple generations of fans. So, yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's weird. They're going through it.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
hey,
that's
Pokemon figured it out.
Well,
Pokemon is, yeah, Pokemon's just awesome, man. Yeah. Timeless.
the card game alone is still fun. I think actually, Tim, your brother recently bought some cards, and then he was like, yeah, I'm thinking about just playing it, and I was like, oh, dude, I can play the hell out of the Pokemon card game. He was like, can you help me make a deck? I was like, of course I can.
Jake was like, you have no idea how long I've been waiting for somebody to ask me that question.
Just want one person to ask me. And Pokemon cards show up at random places. I was at the hardware store, and they had it was a plastic Pokeball. Like, it was different types. There was, like, you know, a Great Ball and an Ultra Ball or whatever. And then there was the Premier Ball, I think. Or maybe it was the Heal Ball, whichever one it was. But it was a plastic just Pokeball toy that came with three card packs in it. And I was just like, I want to buy that for me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Then there was
speaking, you know what? I did watch a recent go down a rabbit hole where they were talking about Pokemon scalpers and mm-hmm. how they're crashing, and it's immensely satisfying.
I was about to say, I was like, and then Jake was like, and then I bought all the rest of them in front of these kids and said, no, these are all mine, but you can buy them later.
And then I spit in their face.
Wait, who was that? I might have watched that. Was that who's the New Zealander guy?
Oh, Mini Kudos.
Mini Kudos, was that him?
Yep.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And I like his very niche rabbit hole videos, because he does talk about shit that like you would never expect to find interesting. But one thing that is interesting is that we didn't really do surprise round correctly. Not quite.
Oh, darn.
Not quite. I think the result still would have been the same, but the idea is that, like, you all roll initiative with stealth, and then everybody else rolls initiative with perception. That's how it says it's supposed to happen, because I literally looked up, like, initiative with hidden enemies.
Yeah, I've seen this talked about somewhere. It's like, you can just let us all go first. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's also just kind of a surprise round.
Well, was I going to deny all of you, you know, like, winding up your weapons at once to just, like, clobber an enemy? No, I was like, of course not.
you're not gonna, what's the point of making a sleeping character move before
pushing
party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, could he have rolled...
Supernatural senses.
Could he have rolled a natural 20 on hearing you guys, you know, step in the mud? Maybe. But would it have changed much? I don't know.
Yeah, if we had woken him up with our stealth, but, like, we didn't, so...
Yeah, exactly.
We get to gank him.
So, the gank was heavy. That being said, he's in the orange on his health, so he is not doing good. But, as we ended last episode, the alarm went off. The alarm being the guy in the watchtower going, Hey, the big guy! The big guy's in trouble! The big guy's in trouble!
Oh, they care about him. Oh, shit.
And,
very caring slavers.
Yeah, they're
caring slavers for their abomination giant.
And so I had turned on the initiative for, the guy who went to go, he posted up at one of the slaves' quarters. I wrote initiative for the guy in the watchtower. And then you heard the door open with the other two that were inside of their of the slavers' quarters, and I have added everybody to initiative. So,
right,
let's just get into.
That's kind of what I expected. Like, this is what I expected. Like, when we do this, this is what happens next.
Yeah,
well,
I'm ready.
Unless you guys had like a silence or something like that, because this big oaf was going to scream at the top of his lungs.
Oh, you're right. I did put a silencer on my hoe.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll remember that for next time.
Silencer on my hoe.
Every garden's
speak to Ariel.
Hey.
Oh, look at his face.
Wait, what? I didn't hear what you said.
Is that how you speak to Ariel?
Oh my gosh.
Man.
So we're gonna see Kelly's head get removed from his shoulders here in a minute.
After 2 hours of driving,
I'll give it 5 minutes. Top of round three, it is Nolly Peltry's turn.
So Nolly is gonna use her hoe to decapitate Sir Thorn. This is just what her character would do.
That's what she'd do.
Naturally.
Nolly is gonna raise the unsilenced hoe and whack his giant with it. So
all right.
She's like, I can take some more, can ya? Oh no.
Oh
man, we haven't had a natural one in a while.
Is that a nat 1?
No, it's a nat 1.
Oh, no. Oh, you used a hero point, too, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Oh, I used my hero point.
All right. Mm.
Oh, man, I drew a crit instead. Sorry. It was a good one, too.
I'll take the crit.
Nope.
That sounds great.
Nope. You put it back.
You don't get that.
All right. What you got? This is a ranged attack. Cracked. The ranged weapon, not the ammunition you are using, takes 1d6 damage, ignoring hardness.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
It's a magic weapon. I think you're fine.
Yeah. How much does a magic hoe, how much HP does it have?
Great question.
6.
All right. I'll roll the damage. 5.
Okay.
All right. Oh, let me find out.
Yeah. Look at the HP of gardening tools.
It's because you hit Sir Thorin's armor.
Yeah, you snagged and you felt a splinter in the handle. But that was your first action. Assuming that the gardening tool is still working, which your next move is.
Yeah, well, let's just say it is for now, and I'll have to do. I'll have to go down a rabbit hole of my own. second action is a reload. Actually, I already attacked, so my first action was reload. Second action was to hit, so my third action is reload. That's
you're
my
hasted.
Turn.
Okay, all right,
and you're hasted. So, actually,
you're hasted,
oh.
Tim.
Oh. Well, then my fourth action is to strike again. Thank you. Thank you.
There we go.
Oh, and a 3 on the die for another miss.
Cool.
All right, regretting that spell already.
Yeah, you gave it to me. I appreciated the sentiment.
Well, mathematically, your character was the best one. It's just you're piloting it.
The mech's only as good as the pilot. And of course, this pilot is drunk at the controls.
Is that what you're drinking over there? Is that what that is?
Nolly had Laria make her a special brew.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Irish whiskey, obviously.
A halfling whiskey, obviously.
Halfling whiskey, yep.
The big guy's turn comes.
All right.
Mialari is right there. Looking like a tasty snack.
Oh.
Mialari is going to get bit.
Why the
at.
Fuck am I there?
I think you went up to get flanking, but the other people have not moved
in. I was supposed to be on the other side of the wall.
Yes, he went to hide behind the wall.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to stand directly in front of this fucking guy.
All right, well, I mean, he will take a 5-foot step and then do that.
Okay,
yeah, we're flanking.
So he's gonna come out and then he's gonna try to attack you with his jaws. 35 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. 29 points of piercing damage.
Did I use my reaction already at this turn?
No.
I don't think so.
Because my turn just ended. So, reactive strike. No, wait. How do I have reactive strike and liberating step? Oh, no, I have reactive strike. That's different. I have liberating step. Sorry. So, liberating step.
Liberating strike.
Liberating strike.
No. And then I need you to make a fortitude save.
Okay, let's see.
So, you get 11 of that damage back.
Thank you very much.
And you can step for free.
I will be doing that in a second. Once I get this being very slow. All right, my fortitude's not that bad. No, Benson's, but, you know. 29.
That is a fail. So you're going to take an additional 9 points of poison damage.
Boo.
And you are now enfeebled 1.
God, I love this game.
Who cares if you're enfeebled? Won't matter.
Nah.
I don't even remember what that does.
So, and then he will just attack with the claw against you
Well, I'm going to step back with my liberating step to get even farther beyond the wall, so he shouldn't have line of sight of me.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're just going to step out of line of sight then.
Yep.
And then I guess he will attack Nolly. Why not? With that final attack there.
See if I can move without moving everybody. Nolly?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, he has reach. Okay.
John, yeah. You have to, like, highlight your character from off of your... From, like grab the map and just, like, draw a box around your character. And you'll unselect everybody. Just drag and drop somewhere.
Very nice.
There you go. All right. Attacking Nolly with a 32.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
I do have an answer. I just got to the answer for the material hardness and hit points for this hoe, which we're going to call a club.
Okay.
So it has 12 hit points.
Okay.
So just barely not broken.
Barely.
Oh,
thank goodness.
Barely.
Okay. So the 32 to hit, that is 36 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
As this fist just comes down and just kaboom. So he comes out, bites me Alari, and she dodges out of the way, out of line of sight. And then he just swings his hand, and Sir Thorn moves. You don't, and then Laria moves, and then you just get, like, backhanded. That is the end of his turn, though, because he has to take a little step. All right.
By the way, I don't think potency runes increase a weapon's hardness or HP.
It does not, I accounted for that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep. All
right, so... the guy all the way by, near the slave quarters, it is his turn to go. So he's going to move the entire complement of his entire speed to get up to... You can't see it, but he's around, like, the well. Or the fountain, I mean. It's a well, sorry, yeah. But yeah, so he's got his mace, and he's just like...
Surely one of these gentlemen is going to go try to get alarm the warden who hasn't come out of her hut.
Yes. Next is Laria.
Okay. So Laria is unfortunately right there, and she cannot... It sucks, because she can't take advantage of fucking sneak attack, because... flanking. But knowing that this big-ass dude has to go down... She's just gonna keep punching. I mean, to take this man down. Fucking hell. 4 on the die.
Oh!
So she's gonna hit a swing again. Fucking miss. 28, I'm assuming, doesn't hit.
28 is a miss, yeah.
And last. She is going to take a step back.
Okay.
And that's her actions.
Okay. Mialari, it is your turn.
If I move up, do I get flanking with anybody?
No.
Not now.
I just move because I didn't want to be by myself.
Nice move, Mark.
Oh, God.
Yes, fight.
Slight panic.
I'm scared.
I'm scared. This guy is fucking big. All right.
I don't know what to do right now.
Cast fireball.
I'm already hasting somebody, so that's one of my actions now. Maintaining that.
Haste is a maintain?
No, it's not a maintain. It's a duration, right? Yeah, it's duration. Whenever it says concentration, it just means that you can't do something that would like a rage to takes away your faculties like that. So if you go unconscious, then it would go away. But like,
I guess I'm going to. What do you think? Move up, strike back out. What do you think?
You could step, strike, step, or...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think I have another option here.
Unless you have... I guess you don't have any useful spells.
I mean, I got telekinetic projectile, but all my other spells are not really useful in this situation.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to... You can't see him, so... You'd have to leave yourself in danger, so I guess you have to step, strike, step. He's almost dead.
Yep.
So if we get this guy... We just poke this guy down.
I mean, as far as we think...
Right. In my perspective, like, we have, like, essentially one more round before everyone starts swarming on us. So, getting a good hit at your full attack bonus, I think, is the move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim, 16 plus 19.
35.
35 is a hit.
Come on, let's go.
Let's see what we get. 8 points of damage.
Thank you.
And moving.
Okay. And a move. Okay. Sir Thorn.
Alright. I'm just going to try to bring this guy down. Or actually... no, I should just try to get two strikes on it. I was going to try to pin him back into the house. Actually, that would be cool. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do deliverance, and I'm going to try to pin this guy back into that house. Get everybody out of danger.
Sick.
Okay.
Deliverance. Three actions. Here's the attack. Natural one.
Oh, no. Oh, do you have a hero point?
I used mine earlier.
No. Yeah.
On the stupid wall.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right.
God damn it.
Oh my gosh. We're throwing.
Bonk. I am stunned, too.
So next round you have one action. Oh, yep. And you don't have your react. Oh, you don't have your reaction, right?
I think you. I can't remember.
Or you don't have your reaction next round. One of the rounds you lose your reaction.
Yeah.
I think it's next round you won't have your reaction.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're right. Ish. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that sucks.
All right. What sucks even more is that he's going to take an attack of opportunity on you because he would be using a move action in order to like
Wow.
So that creepy ass claw goes out and goes to swipe at you as you
technically deliverance does not say that I stride. It says I move.
That's
murky. That is so murky.
There's no capital S stride, my friend. There's just lowercase move.
Let me ask the author what he meant by that. Okay, he meant stride.
Damn.
It's gonna be really funny if there's an actual move called Deliverance and it's not that at all. Anyway, so the claw goes and swipes across your face for a 32.
Hit.
Good.
Dang, no!
20 points of slashing damage. Alright. Next up is the other slavers. So this is... this one, he's going to come up here. So he's going to come up just around... the side of the house and go,
oh, big guy!
And then he's going to come running over to attack one of you guys. Oh. Actually, he can't make it, so he has to use all three actions to get there.
Yay!
Alright. The guy in the watchtower. He's gonna spend some actions climbing down. and then running to the entrance of his little, like, walled off area. And then the other slaver is pretty much going to be doing the same thing. They were about at the same location, just about. But he actually comes up directly behind you, Sir Thorn. So he was able to make it there, but that's about it.
He's flanking, too.
Okay.
Yes, he is now flanking with the big guy.
We need to take the big guy out.
Well, Nolly, it's your turn.
I've had two terrible turns against him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have an apology to make to not only the audience, but to my fellow players. The reason why we are rolling so bad is because we haven't mentioned our dice sponsor, Black Oak Workshop. So when I made the contract with Craig, he had me sign in blood for some reason. I don't know why. But in the contract just states that if we don't mention it before our first roll, then all of our rolls suck until we mention Black Oak Workshop. Damn. Yeah, you know, that's why you read your contracts, folks.
You know, I'm getting out my Black Oak Workshop dice, putting my green dice away.
Yeah, put that away.
Getting out my Cthulian dice.
If it's not Black Oak Workshop, I don't want it.
So first action, load up. Second action, I strike out. I don't think a 30 is going to do it, though.
A 30 is not going to do it.
It's tough because I didn't roll bad. I just didn't roll great. And I don't know, I don't think with the map, so load, strike. I don't know if the map, I think I need a nat 20. I need Black Oak Workshop to come through on the second half of our contract side of blood. Is that once we mention with that, once we mention them, then we roll good. Oh, I'm going to be so upset if this doesn't hit because it's a 90-19. Come on. Just Jake, even if it doesn't actually beat the DC, just say it does, okay? Because it makes for good radio.
I'm not going to do it.
All right, thanks. So that's a total of a 32.
That's a hit.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
All right.
Now the audience will forever wonder if that's actually the AC.
No, because they know that they would love it for me to say no. It's not. They know the joy I feel to deny you when you want it so bad.
Whoa. Phrasing.
No, I know what I said.
22 points of damage.
Oh, God. He's so close.
So I was load, attack, load, attack. So four actions. Okay. My turn is over.
If only I had hit him one time.
I know.
Yeah, probably. Now it's his turn to try to swing on you. You're right there, front and center. So he is going to do, two fist strikes at you. Okay.
Who is you?
First one. Sir Thorn.
Okay.
Whew.
Yeah. So he rears back. He picks up his two large, enormous sized fists and just pounds on the ground in front of him like the Hulk. Just boom, boom.
I'm sorry, Donkey Kong did it first in Super Smash.
Sir Thorin's just sitting there like he's touching the Orb of Confusion.
Also, are you trying to tell me that Donkey Kong predates the Hulk?
It doesn't.
Not literally, because comic book, obviously.
Anyway, 39 to hit.
Yep, to hit.
Whoa, Jesus Christ, 39 points of damage.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, that was incredible rolls. Second one with the map. It's gonna be a 30.
Miss.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
And then I think he will just do a claw strike on you. So the claw itself has agile. And a 20 total. So total whiff.
We have.
But yeah, that claw, it seemed really ready after the two fist swings. It almost seems like it's kind of a combo he's got. Okay, that was all three of his. Next, it comes to the dwarf. So the dwarf that Kelly pointed out was probably running to his boss, which he was.
Yay!
So he's one action, two action, and then he opens up the door. Where are the bodies again?
Like around the corner. So I don't think they're within sight when you open the door.
I was going to say, did you put them outside or no? Or are they in there?
They're in there, they're still in there.
Yeah, okay. We would leave them in there. We wouldn't put them outside because they could be spotted.
Okay. So, but they're in there just around the corner.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so he opens up the door and he's just like, Alka! Alka! And it's all here. Laria, it is your turn.
Just quick question here. If I move to this spot, would that be considered flanking?
Flanking with Sir Thorn? Yes.
Sure would. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the one disadvantage to being big.
Yeah. Okay. So she is going to move to this spot.
Okay. He's going to take an attack opportunity on you.
I know it.
I figured, but it was either that or I'll take two steps. I would have to take three steps on me.
Yep. Okay. And let me make sure.
Doesn't crit me.
So it's with the claw specifically. Okay. 33 to hit.
Wait. Yeah, that hits either way.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to look at the ability.
Oh yeah. It's like nimble dodge, but if it doesn't turn it into a miss, yeah. It doesn't do anything. Okay. So it's gonna be a 24 points of slashing.
No liberating step.
Dang.
Okay.
I can't act. That's what Stunt says.
24.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay, so 24 points of damage, so that'll be...
Yep.
Okay. There's a way of doing it over here. I just...
if you just right-click... Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
Well, either way, she moves there. She takes a hit. Bloody bastard, I'll take it down.
Moves there, takes a hit. that one hurt.
Better! 33 to hit.
33 is a hit.
With flanking. Oh, thank God. That means I have. That. Oh. 10 points, and then sneak attack.
Yep.
That's what I want. So 17 points of damage.
He had 17 hit points left.
Oh my god.
Thank god. Way.
She does the Laria special and just... He probably has testicles. She's aiming right for it. Punches it right into his body. Like,
love that.
I mean, he's a giant fucking creature, so...
Yeah.
So that... She's called, take that, you bastard. I'm just trying to see what I can do with one action. And with one action left, I don't.
Drain in intimidation? You can always yell at those dudes.
No, I'm certainly not.
You can aid, and if you aid, you get a +2.
Maybe. Yeah, but at the same time, I'm looking for something that'll be useful if people roll well. No, just kidding.
Your melee attack is called. Attack is called the old one too. I love it.
Yeah, I literally am just looking to make sure I'm like, I thought I had an ability. Oh God, like one action I can pop a potion, but I can't.
Oh, that's the long road service
but
special.
That's two actions.
It's a two action thing. Yeah. It's the equivalent of Dr. Brick's Doctor's Visitation, but it's just with Laria's coffee.
Yeah, unfortunately I can't do too much besides... actually, since Tim did this quite a bit, with fainting. Like, if I use Deception Check against one of these guys, will they be off guard to everyone, or just me?
Just you. And if you crit succeed, it lasts to the end of your next turn. So if you're trying for like a heavy shot where you could just be off guard, they could be off guard when you start your next turn, it's not a bad play. especially since you get sneak attack.
True. It's just like right now. I think right now she's just going to pull out one of her healing keys just as an action. Just have it ready.
All right.
That's good.
You take out Laria's percolator.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has, like, the magic enchantment, so it's like, take it out. It just immediately starts boiling.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. Mielari, it's your turn.
Mielari is going to run from in between the alley and get behind this guy.
Okay.
Man, it's great having full movement and not being completely bogged down by everything. You guys, it's really great. I understand why you like it. I'm going to strike out against this guy.
Okay.
Which so... I'm now flanking. Oh, god damn it. 3 on the die. Next strike. Let me get lots of hits. This is turning out to be a great turn already. That's only going to be a 28.
28 is a hit, actually.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes. He's flying, too, so.
And I get the... Yep. Okay.
The sneakity sneak attack.
Yep, there's going to be some sneak attack in here.
6. That is 18 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Alrighty. Sir Thorn.
Shakes his head out as he loses 2 actions, and he will turn around and stab this dude to the south of him.
Okay.
Alright. Come on, tentacles! Not quite. So that will be 32 to hit.
That's a hit.
I just want to say that at a casino. Come on, tentacles!
Come on! tentacles!
All on money's on tentacles.
Everything on tentacles.
Me betting on Squidward.
Alright, 13 damage.
13 points of damage. Alright, and that was your 1.
It's my 1.
Okay. Next it comes to Ivar. Ivar is the guy in front of Nolly. So he's going to go up. And he is going to be like, put the gardening tool down! And then he is going to slap some manacles on you. This is going to go against your AC. 35. I rolled incredible.
Oh, no! Yeah, you got me.
Okay.
What kind of action was that?
It was manipulating.
All right, I'm gonna take an attack.
All right.
I should do a liberating step.
Yes.
I'm gonna fucking get you out of there.
Liberate me.
I liberate you, bitch. Literally.
Literally. Liberate.
So the symbol of Milani shines on his armor and glows a bit, and he just like his face lights up with fury at trying to at this guy trying to shackle somebody and chain them.
Like, he's like, move
out of the way, and you get to step.
I get a step. I forgot to get a step too. So as Nalia takes a step backwards, she just like with the manacles falling, holding onto her hoe. She's like, "Pog my thorn, I'll get ya."
this dwarf Ivar is just like, oh, that always works.
Not in the presence of Milani.
It's strange. It's like these heroes are perfect archetypes against slavers.
All right. So next we are going to go with Rin, who is the guy in the bottom. He was the guy out of the watchtower. So 5.
Got a long way to go.
All right, there's like, 1 action.
Like
there's 2nd action. And 3rd action. Oop. 3rd action, he comes up from the south, so he's kind of in the alleyway of the 2 buildings.
Wow.
But that was his whole turn. Next is the guy that is being flanked currently. He is going to he's going to step out. He's going to take a step to the east once, and then to just get out of flanking, and he wants to put Sir Thorne in between him and Nolly. And then he's just gonna try to attack Sir Thorne. So, flail at ya. 24 to hit. Jesus Christ, it was horrible.
Big old miss.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Second attack was sweep, though. How's this gonna do? Natural one! Awesome!
We needed that. Oh, my God.
It's a night of ones.
Oh, about time.
All right.
I can't believe I put sweep on like it was gonna do something.
You're using a weapon, right?
Yeah, it's a flail.
Until healed, you are clumsy, too.
Clumsy, too, until two. Healed?
Yeah, that's cool. As you strained something, yeah, you threw your back out.
Yeah, he tries to, like, two-hand this flail and, like, just swing it one way, and then he swings it back, but as he swings it back, you heard, like, part of his hip pop.
Needless to say, I've done that before by accident. Like, lifting wrong, like, oh, I can lift this, and then you're like, oh, no.
Whoop. I'm out for the week. Sorry, guys. Okay. That was his turn. Nolly, comes to you. Top of round 5.
All right, so Nolly is seeing the moment. The moment I am free, taking advantage of that, and will load a rock and will feint, taking a cue from Laria.
Okay.
Seeing Laria gearing up for that, I'm going to feint as well, because getting that sneak attack would be huge.
No, faint, also, faint, I get faint to is for burn. Melee.
Faint's for melee.
Yeah, faint is for melee.
Yeah, it's
I use Nolly's Faint, which is for ranged attacks. Thanks, Jake. That was a killer ability.
I don't know where you're reading that. But.
All right, so no Nolly's Faint.
You're out there with just like a little cross stick trying to fake someone out in the open field.
Yeah.
Am I going to hit you in the face or try to hit you in the face? You'll never know. So the actual attack. Okay, this is kind of freaky. So I rolled for the feint, and I rolled a 6, and I was like, well, I rolled for the feint, I'll just roll for my actual attack.
Oh, okay.
I still rolled a 6, so that's only a 24.
That's just the universe having justice. It's like, nice try. Okay.
Does 24 hit?
Against these guys? No.
Okay, so reload, try it again. See if I can get an at 20 with this one. I haven't had an at 20 in a minute. It actually been a long time since old Timmy's got an at 20. And that's a 23 to hit, so even worse. All right, my turn's over, and I do nothing.
Cool. All right. It comes to the guy that opened up the door and yelled. He runs in. And then you hear, oh!
Damn it. He found out.
And that's it. That's all that happens there.
Oh, darn. He found out that the bodies.
Oh, no.
I mean, God, we could have propped them up on the table to make it look like they're stuck.
just Weekend at Bernie, these two. Or the no, in Home Alone, when he's got the puppets.
the strings, like, loading the cards up. Shit.
Oh, yeah. You were just playing cards and drinking and talking about slavery. Oh, yeah, that's normal.
I mean, that'd be a Mialari type spell right there.
Right. That does sound like her. Laria, it is okay. Your turn.
So the first thing she's going to do is chug something called Resurrection Tea. It's only... I just love the name of this thing, so I'm putting it into the chat, but it's a... Name for his repugnant taste, said to be strong enough to kill the living and powerful enough to raise the dead. Primary ingredients is like ginseng, juice, herbs, shaved deer antlers, tree bark, and mushrooms.
Yes.
So basically, I'm going to get 2d8 plus 5 back. Holy shit. Wow, rolled pretty well. 19 points back. 6 and 8. Oh, and I can apply healing. So I think it should automatically. Yep. Okay, cool. That's Foundry. You're awesome. But the cool thing, too, is I restored 2d8 plus 5, and you reduce the DC of recovery checks by 1 for 8 hours. And apparently there's something called Tea Ceremony that reduces DC of recovery checks by 3. So, free baller.
Yep. Tea is awesome.
Tea made out of deer antlers and...
Weird one.
Hell yeah, deer antlers.
Later on in the description it says it stewed for several hours in a large pot to form a brown, pulpy, and viscous liquid, which is sick. Awful, but it works.
My tea viscous.
gives you one hell of an erection.
That's another side effect, but yeah.
But, so that was one action. So second action, she's going to seize the moment and move behind this guy.
Okay. Oh, the guy that's clumsy now.
Oh, clumsy and flanking.
And off guard, yeah.
So we're just going to fucking knock that up. 36 to hit.
Yes, because he is clumsy and off guard, he is a script.
Oh, now with the big guy out of the way, this makes things a little bit easier. Crit. That's right. There's an option for that. So that is 26 points of damage without the sneak attack.
Without sneak, okay,
so
yeah.
26. And should I make this guy, blind as well? Yeah.
I'm going to blind him?
Yeah, I'll say that would be better, I guess, at this point. So this punch goes right into the back of his head. Just fucking knocks him for a bit. So he is blind.
Good old donkey punch.
Yeah. And that's not all the damage. 2d6. Oh, so that was 14, so that'd be 28 points of sneak attack damage. Top of that.
God, okay.
So this guy hit. That was one action to drink, one action to move, and that was third action to hit. So
amazing.
Oh yeah, back with the sneak attack and dealing with ACs that aren't like fucking super high.
Right.
God. Yeah. Okay. From there, it comes to Mialari's turn.
Well, Mark already did exactly what I was going to do. So, fuck it. I'm just going to... I won't get flanking, but I'll just move here and attack.
He is blind, too, so wouldn't he be off guard to her?
Yeah, he's still off guard.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it says...
Freaking sick.
You can't detect anything using vision. You automatically critically fail perception checks, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't... I guess you can't detect anything using vision, so would that make...
Off-guard, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It just doesn't have the off-guard, keyword in there, but yeah.
That's another 35.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. Another crit on this guy.
Jesus. The win.
Yes!
So...
So I'm saying, when you guys get into those positions and you roll well, it's a landslide. It's easy. Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a lot of damage. That's going to be 46 points of slashing damage.
Goddamn. And that's my sneak attack already?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. God. Okay.
The sum was 23. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, and second attack.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's in a single digit, so if you hit him, that's it.
Let's go. Pro definitely not going to be, well, unless randomly a 25 hits, fortunately.
It does.
He's clumsy as well.
Yeah. All right, you just want to say he's dead?
He has 9 hit points, so...
Let's see.
I was going to say, let's see if you do it.
He's fucking dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh my god. Okay, I rolled my 4d6. I'm not even joking here. 6, 5, 6, 5.
Dang.
Oh my god.
Sheesh. And it didn't even matter because he had single digits. Yeah.
Right, right.
God damn it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he was clumsy. He was, you know, off guard to you as well.
Yeah.
Remember, at least this guy is not like the giant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my turn.
Sir Thorn.
Sir Thorn, he... Let's see what I'll do. Say, the three of you get him to the south. I'll take this one, and he's going to use deliverance on this thug to the west. So he's going to
move.
So he's going to roll. He's going to move up to him, take him out of the fight. So that
wow.
So this will be. Ooh, that's a pretty good roll. Pretty good roll.
Yep, that's a crit.
All right, oh so 38, and we both move 20 feet, so 5, 10, 15,
fucking
20.
Fucking spear him to the wall.
So here's the thing. He because he's a rock dwarf, it says when forced to move 10 feet or more, he has only moved half the distance.
Whoa.
I know. Oh. It never comes up. But I was like, wait a minute, there's something about this. So you only end up moving 10 feet, ultimately.
Okay,
but,
well.
Yeah, so,
we
I know, it's a super specific thing, but,
you out
yeah.
of the fight, but then we're like, you're still here.
Yeah, so.
We still see you! Okay.
Man, if you'd really wanted to make that move cool, you should have made it so that my lance gets the jousting trait with it.
Was the...
It's a jousting
the lance has jousting 1d6, where if you're mounted, you get extra damage to use your lance.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
Should have brought your horse, Sorther.
Should have brought my horse to the stealth mission. I could have thrown him over the wall. He's super quiet. I trained him well. I already rolled to attack. All right.
Oh, no, wait. You said you trained him for stealth.
All right, poop damage, but it still gets doubled. So
double poop damage.
My toothpick out. 24 damage. Oh wait, and D10. D8 for deadly.
Oh yes.
Another 5, so 29.
The 5.
And that reminds me of this dog that I walk every once in a while. His nickname is the Double Deucer.
Double Deucer?
Every time I take him for a walk, he poops twice.
Okay, all right. Did you give him the nickname, or is that...
Oh, like... I gave him the nickname.
Okay. I was wondering if the family was just like, listen, he's the Double Deucer.
When I had a dog, that was always my least favorite thing, was when it was freezing out. And they would have to take 2 poops and a pee.
I know.
You
yeah.
piece of crap.
Dude, my least favorite part about owning a dog is taking care of it.
Yeah, that's why I don't own any pets anymore, because I don't want to take care of them.
Damn. All right.
Dude, my least favorite part about having kids is washing them. So.
Like I said, I got a lot going on already.
Yeah, he has to take his kids outside.
I love my kids, and it's plenty of love.
Man, but the kids
no more necessary.
Have to poop twice and pee once during the walk in the crazy cold. That's the worst.
Okay. It is Ivar's turn. He just got shoved. So he is going to take a step up to Sir Thorn. And swing twice at you with his flail.
You'll fail.
You could say he's flailing about.
He's hitting pretty solidly with a natural 20, though.
Oh, no.
I just had to say something.
That's Tim.
It's my flail joke.
All right. Okay. Box the ears. The target is deafened until healed. So...
Okay.
So I've been bonked on the head right, until stunned, and now I have been had my bell rung so I can't hear. So Sir Thorn definitely has a concussion.
I was about to say, a little bit of CTE.
For sure.
Right, get him looked at on the boat.
Yep. So the critical damage there is 36 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh.
Right to the ear.
How much did you say?
36.
Okay.
And then second attack is a swing and a miss. So it evened out, ultimately. Next is the guy in the watchtower who is a Scarlet Triad Sneak, if you have not figured that out yet.
I completely forgot they existed, to be honest.
I know. You leveled out of their challenge rating, so yeah. but, you know, I had to put a little guy in that watchtower. It's all he's good for. He gets bullied a lot here.
I just checked out my soothe spell, and that healing is not impressive.
Nah, but that's why there's two of you that have healing. So he is going to run up and try to... He's got Mialari, and he's got Laria. I think he's just going to run straight at Mialari here. So with his...
I will be dodging nimbly.
I figured as much, yeah. Dear God, there was a 2 on the die.
Take that.
Yep. I didn't think you had to dodge. I think you just fucking missed.
Yep.
Second attack. 30 to hit?
Nope, because I nimbly dodged.
Because you nimbly dodged. So he goes up and just misses once, and then he just swings the rapier wide, and you just go, whoop, and just, like, matrix dodge it. Whoop.
Yep.
Okay.
Easy.
As his turn, Nolly comes to you.
Man, I'm trying to find out how to be sneaky from range, okay?
There really isn't anything.
So
Mark would know.
Yeah.
You can create a diversion.
He only played Elkwood for, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You can create a diversion and become hidden, and then I can use the sneak action to sneak,
yep.
And then after I do that and I pass my stealth check, the creature is off guard against an attack.
The only problem with
a couple more
yeah. is no one's going to be doing that.
Succeeding at the diversion makes you hidden, so they'd be flat-footed to you.
Let's see. Success. You become hidden to each creature whose perception DC is less than equal to your result. Okay. This lasts until the end of your turn. Until you do anything except step or use stealth skill to hide. If you strike a creature, the creature remains off guard against that attack, and then you become observed. So I think I can just create a diversion and then attack.
Yeah.
To get the off guard.
You could also just use the sneak action and move behind a building and then go to the other side of the building and they would be off guard when you come out. As long as you succeed.
That makes sense too. That makes sense.
As long as you have
cover. I can either create a diversion or I can sneak.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing with creating a diversion is once I do it once, then every subsequent time they get a +4 circumstance bonus because they're like, you've done this before. I think in the interest of having my good positioning that I have, like I have a clear... that's not the best line of sight.
You don't have line of sight of that guy.
Yeah,
fighting,
I think I'm going to sneak, go west, northwest around the building and sneak around the building and then whack him. So I'm going to do a sneak to try to... make him not pay attention about me. It's raining.
Okay.
He's dealing with Sir Thorn.
Oh, that's a nat 20!
Oh my god.
Let's go!
Silent as the night. Nolly makes her stride, and then she makes her strike. Okay, 13 on the die for a 31.
Okay, that's a hit, yeah.
Wish I had that nat 20 in the attack, but whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. You go to hit him, and the sneak is apparent, because he's like, how is the same halfling in two places?
But I get my sneak attack.
All halflings look the same
to
me.
He sees Laria, and he's like, but you were over there.
Oh, you're going to pay for that comment. 36 points of damage.
Good.
Yeah, so load, sneak, attack. I have one more action. Load, that's my turn. Load.
Yep. All right. The guy that you heard scream.
He's cradling their bodies, crying.
No, he's checking their wallets.
That too.
You see him exit the administrator's office. And he looks over and sees what's happening over there. And then he goes running towards the top gate.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
It appears that he is trying to make an exit.
Oh.
He's like, teacher, teacher. They killed our giant.
Teacher one's dead, so. That is all of his turn, all of his actions in his turn. Laria. This pitiful little sneak just tried to swing at your friend.
That is true. How bloody dare you lay a hand on her? She is going to move behind him.
Oh no!
And
I'm in danger.
I was about to say, I was like, I don't remember these characters, so I'm assuming their AC is trash. That's a 34 to hit.
Because he is off guard from being flanked. That is a crit.
God. Jesus Christ! I thought you were going to say it was a hit.
Oh, I'd be scared. He upgraded. He's the administrative sneak. let's see, that's 26 points of regular damage. And sneak attack is 24 on top of that. So that would be.
Whoa! Yeah,
so doubled 12. So 24, 26, so it's 50 points of damage. And he just. Oh, wow, God, I forgot. He is got hit by a crit. So,
Yep.
So.
What do you want? What do you want him to have?
Because, let's see.
Can we just get this ability on one of our regular PCs? Well, because this is dumb.
If you get Dirty Trick, that's when you can start doing fun stuff.
Ability.
So Benson needs to do a rogue dip, and then you're set.
No, fuck that. Yeah. Benson's staying paladin. One of you guys do it.
I had a rogue in first edition that his whole thing was Dirty Trick. And I did the funniest shit with it. Like, you have, like, a lot of creative liberty. And boy, I had so much pocket sand.
Pocket sand.
I did so much stuff.
I feel like she would blind him. Like, yeah, so he's blind. Like, there was, like, how muddy it is. Like, her fist had some mud on it and just punched him right in the face and just got blinded at the same time.
Yes. Yep.
That was one action to get two actions. So, one more. She's just gonna swing again. Because why the fuck not?
Okay.
You just get another crit.
Probably not gonna. Yeah. 16 on die. But that's a 16 plus. Oh god, why am I mathing terribly right now? Negative 5 to math? That doesn't make sense for.
It's your fisticuffs, so it should be a negative 4. Because it's that agile.
That's true, yeah. 32. 32. Okay, so that is still. If I make him off guard, God, let me put all this on.
He's off guard, blind. I mean, that's.
He's blinded, off guard. Let me see if that. All right, so what was 32. Your total? 32, not a crit, actually.
Ew. Wow.
Yeah, and I think the reason is because. Being blinded makes you off guard, but he was already off guard.
Correct.
Because he was being super flanked, off guard. So,
I was namely just saying if he had a turn that I prefer him to miss, then get a lucky shot.
Oh.
So.
Got it, yep.
So anyway, 2d6 plus 6, it's 10 points there, plus 2d8. So 19 points altogether.
Okay.
Laying waste.
Yeah. And oh, wait, it's Malaria's turn. Hmm.
The Milari decor.
Milari's gonna be like, your obsession with punching people right in the eyes is somewhat disturbing. She's gonna go.
Sometimes it's the back of the head, sometimes it's the balls.
two modes.
Right.
I'm sorry, I have a particular height where one thing is very easy to hit.
Yeah,
because he's off guard and blinded and all that stuff. That's a crit.
Skewer.
This doesn't even feel fun anymore. I just feel bad.
No.
Oh, yeah, he's a slaver. Right. That will be 40 points of slashing damage.
Jesus.
Wow.
I was going to have him try to run feebly while blinded, but he's dead.
Damn.
Wasn't even an impressive strike. He was blinded, so Malari just, like, stabbed him in the neck. Just falls over. It's like, that doesn't even feel good.
just kind of limply did it, and he just like that, and he dies for like a solid 15 seconds.
If elves had a conscience, I might feel bad right now. That's canon. They don't have consciences.
Is it?
Yeah, elves are terrible.
That's why Abadar worked so well for Adalar, because Adalar had half a conscience.
Oh, uh-huh. That all makes sense.
Business, tricky businessman doing business. I guess I'm just going to strike it at this last guy.
All right, this is Ivar.
And
Ivar the terrible.
Ivar the bad.
Ivar the nasty. Oh, two on the die, never mind.
Okay. Sir Thorin, it's your turn.
Sir Thorin's gonna bring down the lance.
Twenty-nine is hit.
All right, that'll be 14.
Okay,
that'll be. Should be a hit. 32.
Yes, it.
No, my dice.
My dice.
12.
Let's see. Still up.
And last action.
Molly's going for the snipe, huh?
Last action, he will lay on hands himself.
You know, for some reason, I completely forgot he had that.
Right?
And use it. Okay, that's my turn.
Yeah, how much are you down right now?
I'm alright. Especially for this fight, I don't need, like, any healing. I didn't think I was going to hit him.
Alright. Alright. Ivar, it is his turn. He is not doing great. I don't know if he has what he can really, like, do here.
He can use an action to bleed out.
Let me see if that's on his sheet. Yeah, I don't see anything. Where are you guys reading it?
It's from John's big book of shit that really exists.
Oh, I haven't picked that up here.
No, a really good read, surprisingly.
You don't have the errata in that? I mean, come
on. There's a lot of shit I can't talk about on there in that book.
He is going to start running.
Really?
Wow. Stab!
Oh, yeah!
Do I get a stab?
Opportunity. A reactive strike?
Yes.
I don't think Malari has reactive strike.
Or it would it would have been a 24 while he was still technically flanked.
Even yeah. Flanking does not make him up.
Natural too.
He goes out to the main road, sees his friend running, and goes, oh! And just follows.
Loser! Can't believe you don't want to stay and die.
Nolly, it's your turn.
All right, Nolly is feeding off her cowardice and is gonna throw around her small stature and is gonna go right in. I can't collide, but I can get. Oh, come on! All right, I'll have to do this manually because of collision with objects and stuff. But I'm getting right in front of the gate.
So sorry, this building's in the way.
I was like, where do you think y'all are going? You have a date with destiny.
You are about to get curb stomped.
And her name is... What's the name of my hoe again? Hold on, I had the name. My name is Nolly's Hoe!
Wow, that one. Yeah, keep that one. That's creative gem right there.
It just flashes all? The handle, and it's just inscribed in it. It says, Nolly's Hoe. Please Nolly's. Return to...
123 Main Street, Cantargo. Okay.
It's the address of one of the Bellflower's safe houses. Okay. It's not a security concern. What if I lose my hoe?
My garden tool is more important than this entire effort.
I lose my hoe.
Okay, so after your... is that all three of your actions?
Yeah.
You're hasted, though.
Oh, hasted, right. Oh.
Huh. Okay.
Did you reload at the...
Yes.
No, wait, that's a good question, because I sneak moved, loaded, attacked... So for the action would have been low, yeah. So I do have one in the chamber.
I feel like,
got one in the chamber.
Just whack it right in front.
One in the old sackcloth.
Come on, Molly. Come on. Why do you roll terrible? Terrible. Okay. I'm feeling lucky today, so I'm going to use my halfling's luck.
Oh.
I really just want to hit once this combat. I know I have, but... I just want a good... There it is, natty 19. Ooh. That is the halfling's luck for a 37.
Give me that. 37?
Give me that sweet crit. I mean, you know I have it.
That's definitely a crit, yeah.
Yes!
Are you going against the guy closest to you or the guy kind of in the back?
It's like I know the one in the back has less HP.
Yes, he does, yeah.
I'll go for the one in the back.
Okay.
Gotta go for the win, you know? The surefire win. All right, let's go. 2d10 plus 7 plus 1d6.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 40 points of damage.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. He is in the single digits now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang, that's so close.
Tim, have you not learned yet that when Jake says that, like, oh, yeah, he's taking some damage, that means he has right. at least, you know, 80 hit points left.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know if I implied how much damage he took. He was just outnumbered.
That's fair.
All right, well, that's my turn. My hasted turn.
Okay. It comes to the guy that was running for the door first. So you're blocking this gate.
Oh, yeah. I'm a very imposing figure, so I don't know how I was going to get around me.
Okay.
He literally just runs right by you.
Wait!
So he's going to... I mean, it's a 10-foot wide thing, so...
He just walks around doing... you.
Just saying, like,
it's closed. He has to open it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So he's gonna walk up, open the gate, and then, like, unless you're blocking it in any way, he's just gonna, like, shove you out of the way and like,
okay,
run.
Well, is there a lock? If there was a visible, like, locking mechanism, like, in the center, that's where I would have stood. So I think if he was gonna try to reasonably unlock the door, I think he would have to shove me.
Okay, so you're looking for a shove there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Kind of makes right. sense. Like, if someone's there, you can't just, like, reach around.
Totally
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
31, athletics.
Against my something DC.
Be against your 4 DC.
Yeah, makes it.
Okay.
Like,
So he goes up and just, like, football tackles you into the gate as he pushes it open.
Yeah, I kind of get shoved to the side. Ah, you jackin, come back!
If only we could hear you and help you.
Come on, come back and throw your life away.
But he only makes it 25 feet out of the gate, so he's right. not even that far. Laria.
Laria is going to book it. She'll have to use all three actions to get behind this guy. So, like, obviously, this is halfling just freaking chasing him. Like, her fists are just primed for punching, but she cannot punch. She's out of actions.
You know, the way you said that, I thought her fists are primed for punching butt cheeks.
Punching butts.
Well, I mean, she's not in front of him. She's in front of him, it's balls, obviously, other side. Yeah, so, like,
right.
Cheeks.
It's for
like
the butt.
All move actions, actually, from where I was. Give me a second. That was like 80 feet, so 80.
And can you imagine how easy this encounter would have been if I had just hasted Mark?
I do. There you go.
Dang.
Make the rogue.
You're not wrong.
Make the rogue hasted.
You're not wrong.
That's fine. So she'll move right there.
Okay. Mialari, it is your turn.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to have to do the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Wait, diagonal. That's a 5, so I could do that.
Wait, the one to the south has single digits, right?
Yes, he does.
So depending on your movement, John, you might be able to get a telekinetic.
I can actually do that, yes.
Oh!
Okay.
So I'm going to get a telekinetic projectile off at it.
Yes. Okay.
Let's go.
God damn it. No, it's good. I got a natural 20.
I knew it.
It's the last.
I knew it was too good.
I did not need a natural 20 on this guy.
But what if the spell crits, like, kills every character also related to that species or something?
Whoa.
It's like really, really fortunate ricochet, and it you skip the stone off of this guy's head and onto the other guy's head.
You whip around the corner.
Is there only 1d6 of damage?
You fling something at him, and then you turn invisible.
Oh,
sick.
Interesting.
Is it seriously only 1d6 worth of damage?
No.
You're level 9.
You have to scale it based on your creature level.
Oh, yeah.
So.
If you hit cast... Here, I can show you.
You think it'll auto?
Yeah, if you hit
auto
cast, it says height
plus
2. It
should be
5d6. Yeah, so then if you hit bludgeoning... hold on. Let me do damage. Yeah, it's 3d6 plus 4.
Okay. So,
yeah, it's one of those. That's one of those like great spells where like it scales up perfectly.
That's 38 points of damage.
Oh,
wait,
what? Well, yeah, it's a crit.
Dang!
Yeah, because the crit
is 9.
So
19.
He had 9 hit points left, so he is just kunk dead.
Shit, that worked way better than I was supposed to.
You throw something and his head just gets ripped off from his shoulders.
Oh no! I used the manacles he dropped.
Oh,
I think you hit him a little too hard there. You know,
bitch, please.
Marty's just standing there, blood just on her face. She's like, "Well, it works."
His head just popped.
Okay,
that's my turn.
So from there, Sir Thorne, it is your turn. If you don't have anything else, I will just call this. But are you guys pursuing this guy out of the gate?
I have a range of 80 feet.
I know,
so I can hit for a while.
Yeah, I'm just gonna move to the gate because I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So while you're doing that, I will just move to Nolly then.
Yeah.
So Nolly, I will say that the woods where you would kind of lose sight of him is on the edge of the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Alright, so first action is reload. Second action, I'm going to take a strike. Oh my gosh! Should have saved my halfling luck, because that's the natty one.
Oh, no.
Poop.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
They're taking a lot today.
Catastrophic failure.
You would think Tim didn't have any more to take.
Catastrophic failure. You fall unconscious until you wake up or until the end of your next turn.
What? No, this is perfect. You're swinging your sling and it just catches you right in the back of the head.
Oh, we're taking... Yeah. We have some serious head injuries and concussions going on.
Yeah. So Dolly collapses. It looks like she just got.
Let's name this little one, or this little short thing, The Adventures of CTE.
Oh my gosh, that is like the worst thing that could have happened!
The dwarf then makes his way out and runs off into the woods.
Gosh,
down a
that.
Trail, so he's clearly going on the trail, but that is it.
I hate that. I hate that.
Combat has ended.
Well, damn.
Leave him. We've done what we've come here to do. Let's go investigate those log houses. Somebody wake up, Nolly.
Just throw a rock.
Yeah, Lari will literally just wake up with a sweet smell of tea, like hot coffee.
Right.
Boiling tea being dumped on her head.
Wake up!
Are there any horses in camp?
There are no horses in camp.
That would be awesome. Mm. Just joust him down.
Yeah, Nolly smells the familiar scent of Laria's tea and is like, you know, she took a clonk on the head, so she wakes up. And she like looks around bleary eyed like, Aria, what are we? Mission's over, you're we back in the. And then she kind of blinks her eyes. What's going on? Where are we?
You just hit yourself in the head quite a bit. You gotta watch where you swing that thing.
The slaver, where did that bastard get to? He's
unfortunately far gone in the woods at this point. Come on, let's regroup. Don't want to go too far by yourself, at least. Plus, make sure Sir Thorne's healthy.
Yeah, I was about to say, we gotta wait a little bit so he can pump some heals into himself.
Right. Yeah, so she slams her fist in the mud, upset at her obvious folly. Goes back to the group. Goes back unconscious.
Roll me a reflex save to not get stuck in the mud.
I mean, maybe there's, I don't know, like in these buildings, shit, there might be health potions.
Or horses. Yeah, horses. I mean,
Sir Thorne's going to go down to the slave quarters and he's going to open them up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so the...
I will follow. I've got the keys anyway, so...
Oh, that's true. Slave quarters on the north. So it's one on the north, one on the south. The one on the north, you heard a man's voice when you like walked by, and he was like, "You've done enough." And so the one to the south is where you heard somebody whimpering.
I'm just gonna open the closest one, the north one.
Okay. So you open it up, and you see these are some pretty shitty living quarters. They obviously didn't care about the slaves. A bunch of rags. They don't even have like tables and chairs. Everything's just kind of on the floor.
Oof, I'm giving this Airbnb a one star.
One star, awful. They are manacled to just some posts when you open it up, and when you open it, they all kind of like shudder. Just like,
leave us alone! Leave us alone!
You're free. We bought a boat.
We're tired. No more your tricks.
No. The camp has been cleared. We can raid the place for supplies, but we should get you out of here. The conditions are still very poor.
We're from the mainland. We're from Kintarigo. We were sent to investigate. We found you all. We knew the Scarlet Triad was up to no good here, so here we are.
Yeah, Sir Thorne,
certainly you know Sir Thorne.
Sir Thorne like walks in, he like pulls his like his cloak and robes back and like reveals the Milani sigil on his plate armor.
He's like, "We are not here to trick you. We are here to liberate you."
All right, go ahead and roll me a diplomacy.
I will aid. Yes, I can do that. Super special.
We're here to put you out of your...
Oh my gosh, come on, that 20 now!
Hey,
on an aid!
I'm not trained in diplomacy. I can try to scare them.
Oh, okay. I am trained in diplomacy, so let's say I made the diplomacy since you're not trained in it. So
they're very, very on edge, and so like I said, they were like, enough of your tricks, you know, they thought you were messing with them or something like that. The sight of a halfling seems to like kind of perk them up a little bit, and they're like, oh,
they don't keep halflings here, so you must be honest with your word.
They're racist slavers. But
I was about to say, what?
As if they couldn't get any worse.
They're also kind of racist captives, too. I mean,
who primarily composes the Bellflower Network?
Halflings.
Halflings. Yeah. So are you saying that Bellflower Network's racist? Is that what you're getting at?
No, I'm saying that they just, the slavers are just like, the halfling fucking kill it.
Oh gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Malari's like, we're here to put you out of your misery. Slowly slides a rapier into their chests. You won't suffer anymore. Wait, that's not why we're here?
Malari, I think we all had a different understanding.
We're here to liberate you from
this. Is like the one thing I do.
We were on the debrief, right?
I mean, hell, at this point, Laria could just be like people freeing, because she has thievery.
I actually had this thing called liberating trick, and I can just, like, free a person for free. I don't even have to make a check.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're freeze a creature from grab condition. Done. It's sick. I haven't needed to use it because obviously we got sore throat, but you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
Still, she provides sample size, like at Costco, of little coffees for these people and tea.
Yeah, so your teas and coffees sort of calm them down, and this older guy appears to be, you know, about 50 years old. He stands up and he's just like,
listen, you've come here and you've clearly come to set us free, and this coffee is the best I've ever had. But we can't leave this place. There's a curse upon us.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Damn. It's metal as fuck.
Gosh.
The first thing I thought when you were like, when the captains were like, we're tired, I was like, well, we've got something for you. There we are.